Blackstone Audio presents The Last Season, A Father, A Son, and A Lifetime of College Football by Stuart Stevens. This book is read by Dan John Miller. For all the wonderful teachers who taught me how to read and tried to teach me to write. There comes a time when every summer will have something of autumn about it. A. Bartlett Giamatti, The Green Fields of the Mind. Prologue. It was the first Ole Miss game that season in Jackson, and I'd been looking forward to it all summer. I had an Ole Miss hat, sort of a cross between a baseball hat and a newsboy cap, that I wore to bed most nights. I knew the names of every starting Rebel as though they were family members. The All-American quarterback, Glenn Griffin, the running back, Lou Guy, the fullback and linebacker, Buck Randall. I knew them all. The way the radio announcers described them was how I thought of the Rebels. Rocket-armed Griffin, swivel-hipped Guy, bruising Randall. They were like titles bestowed upon knights competing on fields of battle. I was 10 years old. My parents had a party before most Ole Miss games in Jackson. My favorite was the party before the Arkansas Razorbacks game, which was always a hog roast, with lots of great barbecue and a big pig. I loved the pig. The opening home game of that 1962 season was against the Kentucky Wildcats. You can't roast a wildcat, but it was still a good party. They always had good parties. The bootlegger came to the house before every party. Mississippi was the only state in the country that had not repealed prohibition. So the entire state was dry, and everybody had a bootlegger. Ours drove a pickup truck with cases of booze in the back. Not very discreet, but nobody really tried to hide bootlegging. The state tax collector even received a percentage of a bootlegger's tax. You could make a lot of money, and one famous candidate for the office, when asked how long he intended to serve, said, "I figure it will only take one term." I liked our bootlegger. He was a friendly guy who always gave me an ice-cold Coke. Once I saw a pistol in the cab of his pickup, and I asked my father if he was a police officer. He laughed and said that he wasn't, but he probably had a lot of friends who were. The pregame parties always ended with a couple of the Ole Miss chants, hottie-totty, and a dash for the stadium. For evening games, there would be an inevitable clothing ritual with my mother that played out with the predictability of a catechism. Take a coat. It's going to get cool.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?